This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top diplomat said Tuesday the United States will do all in its power to free U.S. and Canadian missionaries kidnapped in Haiti. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the news conference on a visit to Ecuador, quote, "We will do everything we can to help resolve the situation." He says officials are in close contact with the Haitian government and the FBI on the abductions of the group of 17 missionaries for whom a gang is demanding a ransom of $1 million each. Blinken said, quote, "Unfortunately, this is also indicative of a much larger problem, and that is a security situation that is quite simply unsustainable. Gangs have seized effective control much of the capital, Port-au-Prince, which has also had an intensifying political crisis, including the assassination of President Jovenel Moise." North Korean state media reported on Wednesday it test-fired a new ballistic missile from a submarine a day after authorities in South Korea and Japan detected an apparent weapons test. South Korea's military had said Tuesday it believed North Korea had fired a submarine-launched ballistic missile off its east coast, the latest in a string of North Korean missile tests. Analysts say the development is expected to have only a limited impact on Pyongyang's arsenal until it makes more progress on a larger submarine that has been seen under construction. North Korea has conducted a number of tests in recent years with short-range ballistic missiles that analysts say are designed to evade missile defense systems in South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was not reported to have attended Tuesday's test. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Tuesday Ethiopian forces killed three children and wounded several other people when they carried out airstrikes on the capital of the war-battered Tigray region. The Air Force, state media reported, struck Tigray People's Liberation Front targets on Monday, a dramatic escalation in the year-long conflict. The Ethiopian government initially dismissed reports about it, about the bombardments of Mekele as a, quote, "absolute lie," but state media later confirmed the Air Force had struck TPLF targets. They were the first air raids on Mekele since the early stages of the war in northern Ethiopia that has killed untold numbers of people and triggered a deep humanitarian crisis. In early July, the UN warned that 400,000 people across Tigray had, quote, "crossed the threshold into famine." The situation then only worsened in the region, and the UN says it is subjected to a blockade that keeps out most humanitarian aid. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday called on Moscow to stop prolonging the war in eastern Ukraine, his second stop in the Black Sea countries he said were threatened by Russian expansionism. He said in a meeting with Ukraine's defense minister, quote, "We again call on Russia to end its occupation of Crimea and to stop perpetrating the war in eastern Ukraine, to end its destabilizing activities in the Black Sea and along Ukraine's borders," adding, quote, "Russia started this war, and Russia is the obstacle to a peaceful resolution." Austin was in Ukraine for discussions on advancing the two countries' defense cooperation. He said his latest meetings with Ukraine's defense minister and the president of Ukraine, the second time in less than 2 months, were important for building cooperation among Black Sea countries, including Georgia and Romania, to confront increased Russian activity in the Black Sea. Poland's defense minister says on Tuesday it had 6,000 soldiers deployed along the border with Belarus to help stop an influx of migrants. Thousands of migrants, most of them from the Middle East, have crossed or tried to cross over from Belarus into eastern EU states since this summer. The EU suspects this is an effort coordinated by the Belarusian regime in retaliation against sanctions and has called the use of migrants a so-called hybrid attack. Polish border guards are reporting hundreds of attempted crossings every day and accuse Belarusian border guards of helping the migrants cross. The government has implemented a state of emergency which bans journalists and humanitarian workers from the area and is planning a border wall. Find more on the VOA mobile app or follow us at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.